Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen.
This RNIB talking book is part of the Sound Around collection and is brought to you by a kind donation from Sound Around and Nigel Verbeek, one of the original pioneers of audio magazines for people with sight loss.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
In loving memory of our father, Michael Traylor, forever in our hearts, Simon Andrew and Nicola Traylor. General Introduction. Wordsworth Classics commissioned teachers and specialists to write broad-ranging, jargon-free introductions that would assist the understanding of our readers rather than interpret the stories for them. In the same spirit, because the pleasures of reading are inseparable from the surprises, secrets, and revelations that all narratives contain, we strongly advise you to enjoy this book before turning to the introduction. Keith Carabine, General Advisor. Introduction. 1. Northanger Abbey is in some respects the Cinderella among Jane Austen's novels. The first of her mature works to be completed, it often has had to share chapter space with her juvenilia in book-length studies of Austen. In its own time, however, it did not appear in print until 1818, the year after its author's death, when it appeared along with her last novel, Persuasion, each of them occupying two volumes of a four-volume package. Even by 1816, when Austen wrote her short...